Hey, welcome back, everybody. Okay, Ashley, Dovey, the whole crew, hang on just a second. This is a quick announcement. Tomorrow, as I've mentioned on Tuesday, I'm interviewing Jonas Elrod. I'm interviewing this guy. He's in the new documentary movie called Wake Up, the film. The reason I'm bringing him on is because he is part of probably his own creation of Thinning the Veil. You can go to wakeupthefilm.com. This movie was produced by Trudy Styler and Sting, and I got a question on the board here. Ion, somebody wants you to comment on that, but let's just go back to Ashley and Duffy where we were.
Right, Ashley. Ashley, before you speak, I just want to say this is going to be an awesome third hour. Glad to have you part of it. And if you don't have something to say, I have something to address to you.
I'm sorry?
Ashley. If you don't have something you want to say right now, I have something to address to you.
Oh, well, I have lots to say, but you can address me and Duffy. We're here.
Well, you can say your thing first.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. So when we had our first reading with you, with Ion, back in April, we were in a situation where we wanted to move to Seattle, but we were selling our house, and it was in short sale. And so we had developed over about 9 months what Ion called in our last reading, about a month ago, he called it a weight problem. He says, you guys got a weight problem, W-A-I-T. And it like light bulb, whole, candelabras went up over our head. We really, that was one of the most impactful things we heard Ion say in that reading. So thank you, Ion, because a weight problem was what made us see that we were putting, and how I like to phrase it is, in our life, we were putting the carriage in front of the horse. We were saying, like, well, when the house sells, then we'll move to Seattle. When the house sells, then we'll live our life. Yeah. And we were giving away our personal power, because we were basically saying, when the universe does something, then we'll decide what to do next. And then we created a holding pattern in our life, because we declared, we're not moving forward till the universe does something. Like the what happens outside of us is separate from us. And when Ion said that, we got that. It took about 2 weeks. We went back and forth and listened to the reading a lot and discussed it back and forth, and then it finally clicked for us that we were declaring that we were basically waiting for something external to happen, but we were not declaring for that thing to occur. We were not creating it. So in an instant,
you did not know the power of your words.
Yeah, exactly. But
we sat down and we figured it out. We made a decision to move.
And
the house is now rented, and we'll be in Seattle next week. We have a place to live. Everything's as we planned it.
And everything since that decision, it was like bam, bam, bam. We found the perfect place in our exact budget, in the exact place it's part of the Seattle we wanted to live in. We found the landlord from heaven. She is amazing, and we already know we're going to be best friends with her. We found, all the work we could possibly want. We found, we found people to rent our house. We found everything just fell into place. We found the perfect rental truck. Everything is happening exactly as we said it would, exactly as we decided it would go, because we reclaimed our personal power and stopped having a weight problem.
Yeah.
So it really,
hey, you even made bats laugh, honey.
Yeah, we're going to continue doing laughingbat.com while we're there as well. We're very excited about that and where we will take that.
Okay, Ashley, now this relates to what I wanted to bring up to shove down your throat. At the end of the second hour, we always play the Broken Social Scene song, and it's called Cause Equals Time. Ion comments on how people are looking for a reason. They're looking for a cause because they need a rule for the labyrinth of their mind till they can get to the point of ascension where they can go never mind. So listen to the lyrics of Cause Equals Time and see how it applies to what you just said. This is what you hear at the end of the second hour. It goes, you come in, check my time. You come in, check my time. Either he's telling you to check his time or he's objecting to the person checking their time. Then he says,
yeah,
you got four and a... Go ahead,
sorry?
What?
Well, that really rings true for me because I was saying, you know, oh, when the house sells, meaning time, then we'll be able to do something.
Yes.
But we were,
and that was your cause. That was your cause.
Exactly. So we were giving up personal power, and a lot of, and I've noticed this in the past where I would say, well, I don't really feel like I'm on my path, but when I get a job, then I will, or when I get a relationship, then I will, or when this happens, then I will. I also noticed this in a lot of friends of mine throughout the years, that they will make the limiting decisions and then tell them to all their friends, well, I can't have this because I'm waiting for this to happen. But
that's
they
a cause.
That they can
can't have
it.
This. That's a cause related to time and waiting.
Yeah.
So,
and
they say, go ahead.
Well, no, it's absolutely, once you decide, screw that, I'm going to take things into my own hands because that's where it's been all along, and you start actually living your life with no excuses, then everything falls into place, like magically everything falls into place.
Okay, so here's the lyrics. You come in, check my time. You got fornication crimes. I've seen your hope on television. Where you've been, war my word. W-O-R-E. War my word. They've got tricycles in skirts. This is a mouth that needs religion. We know what we do with our mouth. And they all want to love the cause because they all need to be the cause. They all want to pluck the cause. So take me down through this. Kill the common law that missed. This is the blood I love to share. Little pistols and companion halls, desperation tentacles. I've been alone since 89. We've got a menstruating disguise. We've got a menstruating disguise. Then no three completes the five. This is a church that should believe. And they all want to free the cause because they all need to dream a cause or time. They all need to be a cause. And there's more, but isn't that neat?
It's definitely interesting.
Yes. Check out the lyrics for cause equals time because it's a poetic presentation of what you've been just saying in your own experience.
Cool.
Okay,
cool.
If you have anything else, we have Sasha waiting.
We've had some strange anomalies pop up. I just wanted to say that we've noticed them. They're happening, and it's really cool. And I think they're happening to let us know that we're indeed the creators of us and of our life. So, but
are you the creators of the anomalies?
Yeah, exactly. That's really cool.
Listen. Make an amendment on your lease. Give them a second-year option on the lease. Because, see, they've quit all this this other issue and problems that folks have. So give them an extension or the ability so you don't have to renegotiate the lease in a year. Give them the option of going ahead and enjoying the second year. And if they're willing to do that, then you don't have to gouge them on the rent increase.
So you're talking about the house that we're renting out, not a house that we are renting in Seattle. Okay.
That's
got
correct.
It. Thank you.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Good. Great fun. Because then that gives them the confidence to settle in and be happy there. Because that's the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Good.
Also, Duffy had written a letter in to the show, but I guess, you know, you guys have so much emails coming in, it probably got backlogged. But
No, we'll get to it.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's great, because that's another thing we've really gotten out of, not only the readings we've had and listening to your show, but also revelations. So if anyone's, like, on the fence as to whether they want to actually put down the money to get revelations, do it. 100% worth it, and we can't wait to purchase the rest of them because it's so in-depth and just, like, every time we listen to it, we get more and more. So
It's got nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing to do with whatever he thought the Bible was about.
Yeah, well, whatever you think you know, forget it, and then just listen to Revelations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, Ashley, we look forward to you joining us in our, because now that we finished that series, we're now rewriting it. We look forward for you to come join us once you get the whole series in play. It's great fun.
That's why we purchased it, because of that option at the end.
Yeah, we absolutely can't wait to join you guys.
Well, Ashley, ION began in Seattle in 69 with Dave Worster in a certain level, and there are many IONettes in Seattle you might meet.
We look forward to it.
Yeah, that's right.
At least 11.
Terrific. We look forward to it. Well, you guys have yourselves an amazing day, and we love you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, we force field.
We love you better.
No, we force field you better.
I force field you guys big time.
All right.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed.
Now we have Sasha.
Sasha.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's awesome. It's going to be the best hour ever. You're part of it.
Yeah. I'm going to be continuing on with Ashley's theme there with, there's a question that I've had for a little while. I've noticed that ION doesn't speak, you don't like to speak of time, but you like to speak in phases of the moon.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could expand on that.
That's great, because the moon phase is timing. We've never had issue with timing. It's what we wish Bob would engage when he's selecting and choosing his music, the timing of the music. You see,
I'm good at that.
That's all right. Yeah, Bob's way good at that. Yeah, he'll get you there. But the timing, if you look at it from the way the moon phase flows, that's a cyclical constant. Okay, so it's like the metronome on a piano. It's counting time. That has nothing to do with a clock. Neither does the moon phase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no time involved. The moon phase is just what is. Well, time is what you use to see whether or not you're on time or not.
Right.
Okay? But you don't use that from the moon phase. So it's a way to engage softly with human creators that are deciding to come into their power. Now, if you ain't having all of it, we don't care. Please yourself. You see, it makes no difference to us, because we're here to help the ones that are interested, not those that aren't. You see? So, get happy. But the point is that the moon phase gives a cycle of relevance, of passing, of experience, not of time. Because, see, your history, you can't settle your history. You keep rewriting it. And you think you don't know the future, but you do. So much so that they can tell you in the future what the moon phase will be in a future, what you call a future time. Okay? Well, if it's able to do that, why can't they tell the future by the clock's value? Okay?
Right.
So if you can know in 18 weeks what the moon phase is going to be, then when that lines up with that, you can also experience what you're knowing is to be based on the empirical reference of the cycle of the moon, which you can then use to include it all into your middle kingdom. And that's the way we softly ease you into the process, is that you can know all your future and all your past, because it's all in your middle kingdom totally. So you can know all. So you won't ever ask what are the quick pick lottery numbers for such and such and such a date, because if you can figure out when the moon phase is going to be, you also can figure what the damn numbers are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And how cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. Foot on
yes.
two sides.
So that's why we do it from a timing aspect. Good.
Mm-hmm. One other question with regards to that. The planets and the Earth are what is. Is that correct? Or are they those that we have created?
Well, even if it is created, if it is, it's because you created it.
The human creators create the moon?
Only, yes. Yes.
Only.
With their words. With their words, Sasha. They did it with their words. The only physical thing in the universe is your words, Sasha. The only physical thing in the universe is your words.
Everything else is passing away.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to go back and re-listen to that again.
Yeah. So, how about those cool red belts, honey? Are they the coolest thing or what?
The cool which?
Red belts.
Red belts?
Yes.
I'm not sure if I know what you're talking about. Are you speaking of, like, red belts, like, in space red belts, or, like, in fashion red belts?
The one you tie to your waistline.
The fashion ones.
Uh-huh.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Maybe Jermaine will probably bring them up in the fashion segment.
We got to get it. You got to get those red belts, darling. It's all their age.
But you just said she has one on right now.
No, I said the kind you put around your waist.
Oh, okay.
She had one around her waist.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
Yeah, we talked about red belts, Sasha, in previous shows with Jermaine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I wasn't paying attention to the red belts. Unless it's something that she's been speaking about before. In the future.
Yes, in the future.
Yes. Which will clean up your moon phase issue. So in your new moon phase, you'll have a lovely red belt. Is that cool or what?
That's awesome.
It'll tell you when to draw to an inside straight, won't it?
Apparently so.
Yes.
Apparently so. Yes.
That's for the person listening.
Exactly. With a rock on the head. Well, thanks so much, you guys.
You bet.
Okay, Sasha, here's something I wanted to ask you. In your session, the phone disconnected. Did you listen to what Ion and I said when you weren't on the phone till you got back? Did you listen to that part yet?
Yeah, I did actually, and it was awesome. And I noticed that James made a comment to Ed to archive that little session on the 3-2-1 process that you and Ion went over on my behalf when I got disconnected. Yes. And after I listened to it, I thought, no, this is something that definitely Ed should have if he wants to, because it's a really fantastic insight for sure.
Send me the actual timing on your tape so I know what the exact section are, and we'll excerpt that.
Okay, it'll be in the quarter phase of the moon waxing.
Yeah.
Good. There you go. That's timing. Good.
Uh-huh.
Marvelous.
Yeah, for sure. I will. Anyway, guys, that's all I had to ask. Thanks again. Brilliant show. Much, much love and the force field to all of you.
All right.
Okay, the force field you back.
Yes, indeed.
May the force be with you.
Such and great appreciation we have for you.
Thank you.
You too, Ion.
Force field.
Bye.
Force field. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.
No kalam.
Salam. Salam.
Salam. Yeah,
We send you on your way forward to the next meeting.
Laughing uncontrollably.
You laughing back, you. It's better than the Russell Slugger, Louisville Slugger. Okay.
So are you saying that the new George Clooney movie, then, instead of men who stare at goats, will be men who laugh at bats?
Yeah.
Could be.
Exactly.
Okay, James, we got a statement. Got a statement to make. When Ion showed up, on cash flow, you know, a year ago.
Right.
I am presented a lot of apparently ridiculous notions and inspired a lot of people to acquire or be or experience those notions. And you hear a lot on tailgate, you hear people when they call up, they're trying to figure out what Ion meant by this and that, parallel worlding, meeting certain inspirational figures. Well, you know, there is a person who started listening to cash flow 6 months ago or something, and that person has done everything that Ion's talked about, all the strange possibilities, which now are not, for regular listeners, strange anymore. At least they're not ideas that they don't entertain. But for most people, they're entertaining the ideas. They don't get to experience them. You know, having direct experience of what you think Ion is referring to, this one person has done everything that Ion has suggested. They've actually, you pick up any strange notion, I don't want to say what the, you know, the obvious ones, this person did it, and this person did it quickly. And so there is one person I would like to give the Rookie of the Year award.
Rookie
of the Year. And this person is going on to become the most valuable player of the year. Not in any, it's only in her universe, so to speak, or his universe. I just want to acknowledge that there is a person who has done everything that people still on tailgate are yearning to do. And that person normally would call in today, but is not calling in probably because she's busy. And so I just want to acknowledge the amazing accomplishments in such a short time of Jermaine.
Wow. Wait a sec. Okay. So can we say what those accomplishments are? Or is she going to even be calling in today? Or is she – what's the story there?
Well, I don't know. She might. She has very busy work at week at work, and she couldn't make it last week. Maybe it's busy this week. But I just thought, so I don't embarrass her, I would say this now when she's not hearing it.
Okay.
So she can be embarrassed in the next moon phase.
When she hears the archive, if she doesn't phone in, she'll hear this, and she'll agree with what I said. Because she's had an amazing 6 months, and she has done anything that Ion's talked about. She's done, James.
So she, what? And are we allowed to say, or are you going to say?
I don't. No, I would.
She's
rookie
of that year.
I wouldn't want to name
her. Ask her.
I will call her. We don't want her to be flooded with people suiting, you know, trying to get the details. That's up to her. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have even said this. Never mind.
Mine never. Oh, my God.
What a save, Bob.
Yeah, what a savior.
Oh, what a savior, Bob.
Oh, what a save. There is
I was only dreaming that whole little epilogue there.
And you know what? There is an email early in the show from Ron. One email at 11:10, meaning 10 minutes into the show, says, name Ron from Garden Grove, California. That's Ron. He goes, hello, why is this not working? Hi, Ron. And that's all we get. There's no more Ron.
I don't see him.
Did you, Ron?
Yeah, he got through. Now we got many questions, but as we see, it's easy to catch up. Whatever we don't get to this week, we'll do next week because we got up with a
big... great, Bob. So now they're hooked into listening to yet another show.
Yay!
They can finally get somewhere.
Okay, I'm looking for. There's a great email from Sheila. Listen to Sheila from Savannah. When we mentioned that 31422, we were talking to Barbara, is the title of last week's Fringe show. Okay? 31422. Ion corrected for us. Sheila writes in from Savannah and says, hey, 31422 is a zip code for Savannah, Georgia.
Wow. and Sheila just moved there. That's very cool.
Yeah. Is there a connection there, Ion?
Well, why do you think?
Oh, of course there is a connection. Is it just for her or for us too?
Well, it's in your world, and you don't have separate kingdoms anymore, so, what would Marshall think of that?
Yeah, so does J.J. Abrams, is he tracking Sheila?
Oh, everyone's tracking Sheila, Bob, didn't you know?
Okay, well then, let's go to Sheila's art question for this week. More on Leonardo da Vinci. Was Leonardo da Vinci from this world, Ion?
Didn't we do that already?
I'm not sure. She's asking it.
Oh, okay. Then the answer is yes, but he didn't hang here long.
Okay. Was he a parallel world traveler?
Certainly, yes.
So when he was here, you know, 1480, 90s up to 1520 is the dates we give to him, that was a short time for him.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Where is he now?
Well, he's gone to other worlds, but now he's in the Guff, finally.
What world was he in when he went to the Guff?
5540.
Okay, and why did he give it up?
Oh, he just got bored with it all.
did going to the Guff solve that problem?
It did.
Okay. Then Sheila says, is that how he brought many of his inventions back to his time in quotes,
yes,
by being a parallel world traveler?
Yes.
Okay. Did Da Vinci paint primarily to obtain money checks?
No, he did not. He did not. It kept him plugged into the oligarch.
What's the oligarch?
Oligarchy.
Okay.
Yes, the oligarchy, but we call it oligarch.
Right, and you did mention last week... When Sheila asked about Da Vinci last week, you did say he, in reference to a painting, John the Baptist, that he did want, it was for the money checks. Is it only in that particular painting?
Yes.
But in general, he did not do it for money checks. He wanted
to get plugged into the place of power at the time, which was the Roman Catholic Church.
And he wanted to show them his inventions.
Well, that was the whole point of being connected, you see.
Because did he know the church, the leaders of the church, knew about parallel worlds?
Yes, they did. They spoke about it every sermon, yes, Bob.
Did they know he was from another world?
Not so much. He was just an inventor, painter person.
So
He was just a help, Bob.
So they didn't know.
They didn't care.
And they didn't know that he was getting his inventions from the parallel world.
Correct, but they wanted the benefit of them.
Did they stop a few of them?
They shelved a few.
Okay.
They're shelved, and that's in reference to the basement in Vatican City.
Right, and they shelved them because they could not see the relevance, or it threatened their power.
It threatened their dogma.
Okay. Okay. Did Da Vinci paint primarily to obtain money checks? If yes, and you said no, what was his fast path to his joy?
Staying plugged into the place of what was the moment was the power.
And why was he a power junkie, or he actually wanted? He thought these people would be interested in this technology.
No, Bob. If you're visiting and you want to have a good time, you want to get plugged into where all the good time is. So you plug into where it is, and that's all he did.
There were a lot of good times going on at Vatican City.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
They had brown and clear party liquor.
That's for sure.
Brown and clear.
Yeah, that's where all the parties were.
Yeah, that's right.
They could afford them.
Right. And finally, Sheila says, many believe the Shroud of Turin to be a hoax of Leonardo da Vinci's. Did he create the famous Shroud of Turin?
Well, it was allowed. It wasn't the way it was. None of it is the way they said it is, okay? So it almost becomes inconsequential. So you don't have to find fault that this was a hoax, and the poor people of Turin can still hold on to their hope realm, and you don't have to get mad at the monks, set the church on fire that like to burn the thing up. And on and on and on and on and on. It just becomes some of that rewritable past that you all do all the time. But at the end of the day, it's not very relevant.
Okay, you just mentioned the word hope. That's the third line in Cause Equals Time, the Broken Soul Scene song.
Yes.
I've seen your hope on television.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Sheila's art question. Now, there's a quick message from Jermaine. I'm calling in 5 minutes, not missing today's party.
All right.
Okay, yay. And then Sheila's friend, Hetty, she says, question for Ryan. She does the secret route. These people send me emails through the secret route. And she says, question for Ryan, exclamation mark, because we've not done a couple of her questions lately. They'll be done soon. We haven't had time. She goes, questions elude when it comes to actually asking the question, because by then I know the answer, or at least feel strong enough that I really know the answer. It also kind of feels like I just ate my tail. Anyhow, I'm looking at the hump in my book writing process. Ion, could you give me some practically knot breakers to help my jump my to help me jump the hump? Merci.
Okay. Change your focus. Change where your hump starts and change where your hump ends. Address it right in the middle. And if it is indeed a hump, just like a sebaceous cyst, bust it. Bust the hump. Pop it. Lance it. Cut it off if you want to. And what ends up happening when you get to that place is you find this hump that would cause derision in your process would become but an issue that you're dealing with to get to the real soup to nuts, pardon the pun, process of what it is you're trying to convey in your words of creation.
Okay.
So you could write about your hump, and that would do it.
All right, listener number 8 from World 2030. Ion, can you give some insights on the GM IPO? And he has a couple of more statements. The U.S. government doesn't normally...
Run. It's a red herring, run.
Yeah, he says, the U.S. government doesn't normally sell shares on the stock market.
The only reason they're selling shares in the stock market is because the Federal Reserve's run out of money buying their own bonds.
Is that what Hillary was talking to Maybank in Kuala Lumpur on Election Day about?
Yes.
Okay. General Motors Perspectives, filed with the SEC, says, 1, the U.S. government is going to sell at a loss. 2, having the U.S. government as part owner might be bad for business. 3,
Damn, we felt so sorry for you, we bailed you out, and now we feel so bad for you, we're going to sell at a loss. That's encouraging.
Right, so then he says, point 3, GM has no confidence in its own financial reports. I can see
well,
why.
That's because they're losing $2,500 to $3,500 for every car they manufacture. So let's get a business model where we're going to sell screwdrivers. And the screwdrivers, we're going to sell them for a dollar. Now, they cost us a dollar and a quarter to create. So the only way we're going to make it if we don't have the government buy our stock is to get a whole lot of trucks on the road selling screwdrivers at a 25-cent loss for every screwdriver that gets financed somehow for someone to buy for a product that is lost, that loses half of its value 30 seconds after you turn the screw the first time.
Yeah, so I see why you said run at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't people get a clue when they hear that the government is going to sell at a loss? Isn't the purpose of business to sell something and make some money?
Oh, no, you got it confused. We're too big to fail.
Yeah, there you go.
We're too big to care.
Yeah, no, it's a
phatic economy, Carolyn. Read Jean Baudrillard on symbolic exchange in the 60s, and then it became virtual symbolic exchange. Now it is barely Manipian phatic exchange. That's the economy now.
Oh, we like Manipian phatic plucking. It's our favorite.
Yeah, and that's why I'll save the day with our new society. For those who want to be
here
saved.
He comes to save the day. There you go, Bob.
Okay, Stephen from Oakland. Congratulations, James. I think you have reached a milestone. I typed cash flow in Google, and James' show came up on the first page of the search.
Oh, no.
There must be 11
sorry,
people
James,
for sure.
Sorry.
In the past, I always had to Google Cashflow Martinez to get the link. I think this show must have added listeners. I figure up to 13 or 14 now.
No. It's still at 11. We're holding consistently 11. That's what's
exactly.
Paramount. We're holding the line at 11. That's right. Good.
I've been working
I'm speaking out loud, only what I want in my life. I'm just getting over a bad cold. If I tell other people that I had a bad cold over the weekend, does that keep manifesting the cold in my now?
It sends more rhinoviruses to impede you, yes.
Yeah. How do we share past experience with others if this is the case?
By sneezing.
Is it better not to relate past bad experiences to others?
Well, unless you want to continually enjoy bad experiences in your future.
We have been taught that we need to talk about negative past experiences as a catharsis.
Uh-huh. How's that working for you?
Yeah, not well. Okay, Linda, many times over the past few years, I've noticed some streetlights go out as I pass by. Is there a message for me in that, or is it just a freak thing?
No, it's not a freak thing. It's that you have a vibrational frequency. The light, the electricity, which is also vibrational, responds to you. You can do it like looking in your rearview mirror. They come off and go on, especially those mercury vapors and what they use for streetlights. You can do it, and it'll be just kind of like flipping it off, flipping it on, off, on, off, on, off, and they'll just go off as you go under them. But that's not odd. Many people do that.
Larry Lava from Rakiki Beach. Tomorrow is 11-11. Any significance with this date since we are talking about 11?
Yeah, it's the day before, day after 10 and the one before 13.
Fuck yeah, no, or 12.
Or 13.
Right. The before 85, 3010, yes, before all those.
Fuck you.
Allison in Woodinville.
All right. Oh, wait, no, we weren't calling a cadence.
Right. Allison in Woodinville. Missile launch in L.A. Hey, Ion, what was it? Looks like a wormhole to me.
Cool. All right, well, then go with that. Wormhole it is.
Yeah, I am using my hall pass, Bob. I actually used that word what? Thanks. I told her to start, ignoring Ion's rules and loosen up and start using the 6 degrees of separation.
Good.
So
that's fine.
She did it. And so I guess she didn't hear us talk about the missile launch, or just the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
James, there's another follow-up from Allison. Also, listening to you mentioning last week's show, can we hear more from Ion about, quote, words are only the physical. Words are the only physical. What?
Right.
She says. What?
In the beginning was the word, and the word was. And so every creation that's ever been was the essence of the word, not the mortar, the word, okay? Every orgasm, every copulation, every child born, every house lived in, every house won, every house lost, every food eaten, every food digested, every poop pooped is from the essence of words. Every wonderful, delicious thing, every nasty thing. Who died of cancer before there was cancer?
There's no limitation to what you would visualize the word is coming from.
You don't even have to visualize it. You just speak the word, and it is. That's why people are so plucked up.
Yeah, you don't have to know or be able to define what it is you're doing.
You run around saying the word until, and you don't even know what it means.
Okay, David, San Diego. A missile was launched off of the California coast near Catalina Islands. Please explain the cause, effect, and origin, i.e. the exact location and responsible party for causing the launch.
Well, U.S. testing, NASA, municipal munitions, appropriations, had to spend the money before they lost it because the Republicans is in power now.
Okay, right. Jermaine's here.
Okay, Jermaine. Hey, Jermaine.
Hi, everyone. Hi,
hey,
Jermaine.
Hey.
Hey.
Jermaine.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Hey, Jermaine.
I saw the picture. Really cute. Who took that picture, Carolyn, of you and Jermaine?
Pam.
Pam took it. Okay, that's not Pam in Connecticut. That's Pam in L.A. Jermaine, have you been tracking the show?
Pam was in L.A.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I could play a legend's phone message to us. I don't know when we get that. He and Pam were at the L'Hermitage yesterday, and they were calling out for help. Maybe we could play it if we could tolerate going through my phone messages. But Jermaine, did you hear the show, the third hour?
When? Today?
Yeah. Have you been hearing as we went along?
No, I haven't. I thought I was going to miss you guys right now.
Good. You'll enjoy the archives when you hear it.
Okay, yeah, I have not heard anything. I was rushing to call. I was like, I'm going to make it today. I'm going to make it. You know, I missed last week.
You're very busy and you made it. So what's the news?
Well, I just did say I met Dr. Carolyn, and it was so much fun, her and Pam. I loved hanging out with them. And we took lots of pictures. We were posing and for the cameras, and we just had, like, a good old fun, girly, like, evening. So thanks, Dr. Carolyn. It was, like, great meeting you. And,
Thank you.
My whole topic today is cotton and the prices that are rising. And, Ion, I just kind of wanted to know, they're predicting, like, cotton analysts are predicting that the prices that have gone up so high are going to last for about 2 years. And that's really impacting us and the way we got to, like, kind of design. And then it's also going to get to the consumers because prices are going to go up. So, I mean, is this what we're expecting from cotton prices for the next 2 years, to be fluctuating and not something stable?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Bob's buying up all the property in the world for his new civilization for the sowing and reaping series. And so no one has property to grow cotton anymore. So you'll just have to use cashmere.
Cashmere? Mm-hmm. Or more like of blends, like less cotton in fabrics and more synthetic blends? Like what are good options for the
We don't know synthetic. We don't know synthetic.
No synthetic. So use cashmere, but cashmere is expensive.
So is cotton. You can't afford a garment. Would you rather not afford a cashmere garment or a cotton garment?
Okay, so then, like, prices of cotton is going to be now kind of like cashmere. It's going to be a luxury item, sort of, to own cotton pieces?
Sure. So everybody will go back to the old paperweight wools that were always so neat.
What about hemp, Ion?
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
They
smoke that.
No, hemp
too scary
clothing.
For people.
No.
Well, since Prop 19 didn't go through, they'll just have to smoke all the hemp, honey.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Why waste it?
Why waste it? That's right. That's right. That's right. You can. There's lots of things. Some may choose sackcloth and ashes, burlap. You know, there's lots of different aspects. But the issue with the cotton is because it has been so prolific. And now, even with the Egyptians and because of the imbalance of trade, even the Egyptian cotton is very pricey. Because it's the best, of course, the combed Egyptian cotton. Because the bolls, when they pull the Egyptian cotton, you'll get like 3 inches pull before it releases from the boll. And that gives the quality and the degree of cotton. So if cotton's going up, then we say go to the highest quality cotton you can find. Make it of value. If they're going to increase the value, make it be the best that cotton that you can get. Or
and
leave
that would
it alone.
Be from Egypt?
Is it? Yes.
And would that be from Egypt, cotton from Egypt?
Yes. Yes, until...
Okay.
But now be careful. Carolyn's been over there. She's buying up the deserts, too. So they made it that may even put the Ashwan's in trouble, too, because they've got great designs for the lands of your worlds.
Okay. So, okay. Got it. I get to see what cotton's going to be looking like.
Red belts, accessories, honey. Throw that
red
jersey
belt
out. It's passe.
Oh.
Go to LeMay's. Go to LeMay's.
Okay. And I wanted to say hi to Akito. He sent me an email, and I haven't replied to him, but I will this week. So, hi, Akito. And he said something about figure what you're meaning with the red belts and Akito and all that.
Okay,
hey.
Okay, Jermaine,
right.
Stay on the line. We only got 6 minutes left. You might want input in some of these. Barbara from California says, regarding fringe, I feel I'm connected to the show. Now, she's the one, it's the same Barbara, who discovered the 422 back last spring in one of the shows, and she actually, relatives and weird things that happened to her,
the very places that Fringe filmed out in Seattle area were places she was. Okay. She said, so she feels connected to the show. In the second to the last show, the sender's name was Jim, and his anniversary with his wife was November 10th. My boyfriend's name is Jim, and our anniversary is today, November 10th. Happy anniversary.
Anniversary.
Right. I've noticed other coincidences and messages from the show for me. No question, just wanted to share. Now, here's the interesting thing. Later, way down, she says an important thing. She points out that David Wilcock is an executive producer or consultant for last week's Fringe show. David is a regular contributor to Project Camelot. Another consideration or another coincidence, since Project Camelot is where I first heard James Martinez and thus found Ion. Many people found Ion through that James Martinez interview in Project Camelot. I wonder if that's how the J.J. Abrams and them found, or at least Wilcock connected the show, found Ion last year.
Hmm. Well, you think, Bob?
I guess they did. Okay, anything that this reminds you of, Jermaine, you can speak up. But we're just, there
okay.
is, every question that comes in we'll get to. And so let's, here's Maria from Spain again. She writes Spain again, so she's listening. She's always in Spain. I have noticed something quite rare. I happen to have a compass, and I know where the north is because the sea is there. But my compass says the north is on another place different than the usual north. I'm wondering what may be happening here.
You're not in the Spain you think you were.
Ah! Very good.
There you go.
I knew I was on to something when I was talking about that today. Like, she's not, it's not because there's two norths.
They're not two norths, Bob.
They're not two, well, yeah, there's magnetic north and true north or something.
Yeah, but they're opposite. Hers are, it's completely the other way.
So she has to, or it would be advisable to notice that she's not always in Spain.
Yes, she is always in Spain, but not the same Spain.
Okay. David from San Diego's Cliff High revised the tipping point date not to the 11th, but to November 14th. We talked about that a couple hours ago. James, is there a question that you think we should say for this show?
I'm looking through these, and here we go. Cheryl? Greetings,
yes.
All. Ion, I have a couple wonderments. Would you please explain the dowsing phenomena that is used to discover water or other things?
Yeah, scrying, the pendulum business, dowsing rods, where you engage in something that you place your power in that you have. You use this element to activate, to douse for spirits, oil, water, pipes, all kinds of things, because of the frequency that you imbue in the sticks, dowsing rods, spikes, pendulums, scrying, that whole process, and that's how that works. But it all comes from your place of power. So you don't require any of that. There are human dowsing rods, which
mm-hmm.
is what
okay.
dowsing actually is. And so, therefore, it's just you coming into your place of power, and you'd say that as a gift. Well, those that do it all the time say that it is normal.
Okay, we'll continue that next week. There might be a follow-up, but I don't want to miss saying these things in the final minutes. Boo Boo from Cuckoo writes in, I give up!
Great.
Yay, wonderful.
All right.
You've been listening, Bob.
Yes. And Nick from New Jersey, sometimes I do not feel human. What am I? What I am? What am I, Ion?
Well, you are human, you're just not human from here.
Aha. Uh-huh. Also today, while listening to you, I've been hearing a vibration in my inner ear, which I often hear while relaxed, but today a lot more intense. It is so relaxing.
Yes. Lulling yourself in your place of power. Good.
Any more questions? How about this? Barbara, again, will you please comment on current events, for example, Obama's trip to Indonesia, Mount Merapi erupting, and the monetization of the dollar?
Yes, yes, and no.
Very, very, very expensive. And when he had his home going to Indonesia, they treated him just like home folks.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Scott,
Scott, you're back.
From Crescent City, says, says, Bob, that was the most incredible piece of music I've heard in a long, very long time. I guess he means the Opus 66 from Flowers of Hell at the beginning of Hour 2. Thank you, James and Bill, for allowing that, James. You allowed this to happen. You didn't even know.
Great.
And then Scott says, Ion is Valery Uvarov correct in his theorem regarding the pyramids and background information he provides?
Oh, why would you believe an old skanky whore?
Right, and also the pyramids haven't shown up yet. That's what they missed. They have not shown up. We've got 28 seconds. Joe from Los Angeles. Hello, all. Great show last week. Can I give an inside scoop about current events, the G20 meeting outcome regarding the U.S. dollar?
Rough.
The discovery of the gamma ray bubbles in the center of the Milky Way.
No.
All right, well, that's it, everybody. Thank you, Jermaine. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Way to go, Jermaine.
Great job.
We'll talk to you soon.
Stop.
Ka-ching.
AchieveRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. The great poet Robert Frost once said, quote, "A bank is a place where they lend you an umbrella in fair weather and ask for it back when it begins to rain," end quote. I'd like to show you how you can take back your power and your financial freedom. You may be already aware of your inherent need to create your own financial future rather than someone else deciding for you. In the days ahead, you'll be faced with more and more financial duress unless you take action and take your power back. If you've been faced with substantial alleged credit card debt or foreclosure, call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. You may begin to know that it's time. Time to begin to imagine a life where you know your true value isn't working for a bank, rather making your bank work for you. Invoke your desires and make it so. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655.
Encouragement, empowerment, enlightenment. AchieveRadio.com.
Winchester here. You know, back in the 1870s, there weren't much book learning. Matter of fact, if you could read, you were considered right educated. And if you had any books, you were always welcome at many a campfire. Through books, we've met the kings and queens of Europe, sought out the mysteries of the Orient, followed on the conquests of the Romans and the Greeks, and sailed the seven seas. Reading opened our minds to places and ideas we'd never dreamed of. But today, people don't seem to read much anymore, especially the youngsters. And then they go and tell you they're bored because there ain't nothing good on TV. Well, now let me tell you, that's one sorry excuse. So go on, do something adventurous. Wake up to the wonders of this world and beyond. Read, for the fun of it. You might just find a whole new universe out there. your mind. This is Winchester, and I thank you.
Hello, this is Paul McNeese of OPA Author Services. For a long time, I've believed that every author should be a speaker and every speaker should write. So today, I'm here to let you know that if you're an author or a speaker, trainer, consultant, coach, or seminar leader, there's a new nest being built just for you at AuthorsRoost.com. The Author's Roost is a new concept, a new idea, an internet membership organization, and a portal website that brings authors, speakers, and experts together with each other with lots of great information and education and with their marketplaces, including media all over the country and with local, regional, and national meeting planners, people who hire speakers every day. The Author's Roost is definitely going to be a place where you can learn and teach and grow by interacting with others who, like you, are willing to share their ideas and experience. So, take a look right now at the Author's Roost, AuthorsRoost.com. I think you'll be very glad you did.
AchieveRadio.com.
Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah.
Well, hello everyone. Today is Wednesday, November 3rd, and that means messages from your angels on Achieve Radio. I'm your host, Sandy Raminski. Now, for those of you that do not know me, I am a Reiki master teacher and angel healing practitioner. I am also certified in several different energy healing methods, and I live in the balmy state of Wisconsin. And you can read more about me and my services at messagesfromyourangelsradioshow.com. Now, today I have a very fun and exciting guest, Darlene Denning, who I'll bring on in just a few moments. But Darlene is a palm reader. She's a numerologist. She is an intuitive, and she is just wonderful. And I will give you the toll-free number to call in. We are going to be doing readings today. So the call-in number is 888-235-7374. Or you can use the InQuick messaging system at AchieveRadio.com. Okay, so now today I felt guided to pull an angel card for all of us to start out the show. And I'm using Doreen Virtue's Angel Therapy Oracle cards. And the card that came up for us is ear chakras. Notice the messages that have appear as sounds, music, and words from both external sources and within your mind. These messages are real answers to your prayers. And this is so perfect. I get this question so many times in my readings. People will say, I'm asking the angels to answer me, but I'm not getting any messages. Why am I not getting any messages? Well, first of all, I always say that the angels are answering your questions. You are just not understanding how they are sending these messages. Now, I guarantee that your angels are not going to appear in front of you like a bank teller and, you know, tell you what to do. The messages that they give you are going to be very subtle. And you also have to learn to be quiet to tune into their energy. Angels vibrate at such a high energy level, and we vibrate at a much lower energy level. So the communication piece is very hard to master. They normally send messages by giving you a feeling. Did you ever have just a gut feeling about something? That is a message from your angels. They will also send messages in dreams or through other people. Again, have you ever been somewhere and you overheard a conversation in which something is said that triggers something in you? That's a message. Tuning into a radio station and hearing a song that makes you stop and listen to the words. Another message. Numbers can also signal some type of message. They might appear on license plates or store receipts or phone numbers or numbers on your digital clocks. If you notice the same numbers coming up over and over again, these are messages. So it's real important to try and capture these subtle messages. And the only way to do that is to really get quiet and really notice everything that's going on around you. The angels and your guides are there to help you, and they will answer your prayers and your messages. All right. Update also. I wanted to let everyone know that I have decided to start out with two shows monthly on Achieve Radio versus every week. I am just extremely busy right now. I have a lot going on. I'm hoping to expand that very soon. So my next show on Achieve will be next Wednesday. I will be here live November 10th, and my guest will be angel therapist Allison Kelly, who is also a very funny person. And also, if you are in the Green Bay area, I will be available from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This Monday, November 8th, at Ascending Light, which is in the Metaphysical Center in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I'm going to be doing Reiki, Zimba Te, and readings. So you can call me direct to set up an appointment at 920-366-4473. Okay. Now, enough about me, right? Enough about me. Oh, also, special for Achieve Radio, $10 past, present, future email reading. And I'm going to offer that through the end of this week. So email me at healing03mom@yahoo.com. I'll mention that again at the end of the show. Now, I'd like to introduce my very special guest. And just a reminder, the call-in number is 888-235-7374. Okay, Darlene Denning. She has been interested in metaphysical sciences since her high school graduation. She spent the summer of 1968 at Stanford University in California as a volunteer for a dream study project. It was there she began learning about what does this dream interpretation mean. She's also spent 34 years in the travel industry. She's visited 89 countries and was exposed to the Oriental teachings of I Ching. Darlene has taught tarot cards, angel cards, inner child cards, love cards, and destiny cards by Robert Camp. Medicine cards, Indian tarot cards, plus she's very knowledgeable with numerology. She has also taught many students, and she is incredible. I mean, she's lectured all over the U.S. and out of the U.S., and she has been on CBS's Psychic on Air several times, and she is just such a wonderful person. So I'm going to, and first of all, you can check out her website, palmreadingsbydarlene.com, and then you can also call for a reading or to book a party or anything like that, 734-416-0988. So I'd like to welcome Darlene. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Oh, what an awesome introduction. I am so excited to be here.
I just love having you on the show. I mean, you're just a very positive person. And you're
well,
so
I have a saying every day. I love my life.
Yeah. And that's what we should all be. We should all be thankful. I'm always thankful for everything. Even if I think it's something that's interrupting my life, I still think it's wonderful. And I still expect abundance. So.
And then I'll be there to affirm it for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Darlene, tell us a little bit about what is palm reading is kind of your passion, correct?
Right. That's this is my full-time job. I do reading. I use my psychic abilities, and I'm a teacher. So I use the hands as my tool. Some people use tarot cards. Some people do psychometry, different things. Doreen Virtue's angel cards. I use the palms because everybody's different. Every finger, every line on the hand tells a story, and that's what I do in my readings. Example, like the pointer finger, that's leadership. The middle finger, that's decision-making. The ring finger is all about work. The baby finger is love. And think of thumbs. Thumbs up is attitudes. Thumbs down, bad attitude. And then on our hand, I can go into detail about money, family members, their love relationships, how are they thinking, their lifeline, their career path. I go into all sorts of details on that. And then I do reflexology for their health issues in my readings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You mean reflexology on your feet?
Right. No, I use the hands. Whatever is on the feet is also on the hands. Like, the tips of the toes are your sinuses. Well, the tips of the fingers are sinuses. The middle part of the toes, that's your nerve endings. And then it has your eyes, your ears, different parts. As the foot goes through, well, that's it on the hands. Like, the lower portion of the baby finger and ring finger, that's your ears. Then the bottom of the middle finger and pointer, that's your eyes. In the center is your lungs. To the left is your liver. Where your finger, your thumb bends, that's your neck. And if it protrudes out, it should be straight, but if it protrudes out, somebody goes, oh, that's arthritis. No. That's where you hold all your tension in your neck. So then I would suggest strongly that they get those neck memory pillows. The heavier, the denser, the better. And I also suggest people photocopy your hand, time date it, and then after you get the pillow, watch in 3 months, photocopy your hand, 6 months. It should start improving because while you're sleeping, it's stretching those muscles and it's releasing the tension.
That's incredible. You know, I never knew about using your hands in reflexology, which is very interesting. I'm going to have to read more on that. And also, that's the pillow where it kind of curves. Like
curves on your neck. Center. One side's a little bit thicker than the other side. The thickest part is where, like, if you sleep on your side, you want that right in your neck base. If you sleep on your back, you want the big part to cradle your head. If you sleep on your tummy, then you want the bigger part underneath your chin, because that's stretching those muscles where normally your shoulders are up to your ears. So while you sleep, this way it relaxes. Like if you have to go to the bathroom during the middle of the night, you get up and you go, well, while you have the memory pillow, when you come back to bed, it goes right into position exactly where you need it.
That is, I actually have one of those pillows, and I haven't used it in a while, and I think I'm going to pull that out. I think that would probably be very helpful. They're comfortable,
Put your right hand out. where your thumb bends, like put your thumb right next to the side of your palm. Is there a bump there, or is it smooth? Is it straight?
No, there's a bump.
That's where your stress is, honey. You hold all your stress in your neck. It should be straight.
Really?
So definitely, yeah, definitely photocopy your hand and definitely get out your pillow and use, how do you sleep, on your tummy, side, or back?
Okay. I sleep on my side, so I'll do that.
The bigger portion should go right close to your neck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and take a photocopy and watch it change. It will change.
You know,
and you'll notice the stress won't be there as much. Now, you use the computer a lot, correct?
Yes, I do.
You might also, I might throw in, telling you to use a footrest also, which would force you to sit back because you tend to lean forward. You're so service oriented, you help so many people. Well, this gives you, puts you back and pauses, so it, like your neck isn't getting all the blunt of the stress.
You know what's so funny, Darlene? It's kind of like you're looking at me. Right now, I'm leaned over my computer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Get a footrest. I prefer those kind that have those little balls on the end where you just take it off your shoes and just rub your feet, because that's using foot reflexology. That's sending the energy, you know, through your feet, all different parts of your body.
You know what? I had a friend today that told me she had some massage done, you know, like not reflexology, but she just kind of had a pedicure with some work. And she said she actually started crying, that it released something emotionally in her.
Yeah, it does. It does. That's the whole point. Like when you started your opening sentence today about the chakras, well, we have the seven chakras. Well, there might be an emotional issue that we're hanging on just a little too tight. So when there's the terminology meridians, well, there's eight of them where you have different pressure points. Well, as a reflexologist or even therapeutic massage or even what I do, you touch the certain points. That releases the toxins, that releases the stress in those points. And you could cry, you could yell, you could, I'm going to say excuse me right up front, burp. You know, you might have to go to the bathroom. It's just releasing what was stuck in your body. So that different modalities, it just moves things. So that's great.
Yeah, we were talking about how, you know, medicine, how our spiritual, our emotional, our everything is all rolled into one, and to work with all parts of yourself and your soul.
Yeah,
to actually
your body,
heal.
Mind, and spirit. Right.
Yeah. All right. I have a few callers holding. Should we take a few calls?
Begin,
you also do
what
numerology.
What I need from them is their birth month and date.
Birth month and date. Okay. And,
yeah, I don't need the year. I don't need the year.
Okay. And I also, if we have time, I know that, like, there's a lot of 11-11-10 coming up, or January 1st, 2011.
1-1-1-1, right.
Yeah. So, okay, let's take Gina from Colorado.
Hello. Hi, Gina.
Hey, Gina.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm great.
Good. Well, I'm not sure whether to ask about angels or hams or what. I'm not exactly sure.
What's your question, and we'll work that out.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Okay, well, I seem to be, you know, getting signs for, you know, to pursue someone I'm interested in, but at the same time, it seems like an impossibility. So I wonder.
When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Uh-huh. Month and date.
5/25.
Thank you. Okay. When I do numerology, Gina, you're in what they call the six-year life cycle. There are nine cycles, and the sixth year is all about family and health issues. So you could be taking on a new family member.
Okay.
So I say pursue it. I say pursue it.
Okay. And I'm, let's see, it seems like it's not going to be easy.
Well, then change your attitude. Change your thinking.
Okay.
Don't go down that path. You know, you are what you think. You are what you eat. So
right. Don't
go there. So change your thinking and see, it's also about health issues, your mind, body, spirit. So let's say that you're in the best possible place in your health. Best possible place for your mind, how you think, how you eat, how you sleep, in your relationships, with your spirituality. You are in perfect harmony.
Okay.
Because you are. Yeah, that's
okay.
In the six-year life cycle. So if you know that, you might as well go for the gusto, go for the relationship.
Okay. Now,
because everything's going for you.
There's
not one thing in your way except you.
I'm wondering if this guy is as interested as I am.
It doesn't matter. If you're interested, go for it.
All right.
You know, women, we have this drama going on in our minds, you know. What if this? What if that? Well, that stops us. I believe in, unless you're in the game of relationship, meaning unless you make yourself available to go out on a date, just practice. Practice being in a relationship. Practice having fun.
I've done that, and then it just puts another twist into it. It's not a good thing.
Like what kind of twist?
Well, no, I mean, like, you know, I'm not quite sure I understood what you just said. You said practice. When you said
practice having fun. Practice dating the gentleman.
I did.
And if it's serious, then you're in the relationship. But if it's not going to go anywhere and it's not for your best interest, well, at least you've got underneath your belt practice time. Because enough practice that it'll make perfect for them when the right one does come.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So in other words, kind of follow through on this and just see where it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't judge it. Please do not judge it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I say have fun. Have fun.
Yeah. All right, I like that.
Play that song. Girls just want to have fun.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm getting very good vibes from that. And I think that the first thing they showed me was a fence. So generally that means that you are putting up a barrier and you're thinking too much about this. I'm also getting a message that you definitely know what you need to do and that for some reason you are very, like the energy around you is really affecting you lately. And this, you know, it's causing a lot of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I mean, stick with it. I mean, it's whatever happens, happens.
Okay. And
I believe the saying, you know, Nike, just do it.
Just do it.
You said
you know that word try, T-R-Y?
Yes, I do.
Are you sitting on a chair?
Yes.
Okay, try to get up. Don't get up. Try.
Right. Okay. No, I know it's...
Either you're on a chair or you get off of it.
Right. No, I'm still sitting because trying is too much effort. Yeah.
Right.
I know what you're saying. Just do it.
Okay, just do it. Nike, check, I'm going to practice. Check, I'm going out on a date. Check, I'm going to have fun. Check,
okay.
He's going to pay for everything. Check,
okay.
He's going to love me the way I am.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Gina.
You. Thank you, both of you. Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah, you know what? It's so true. I like your style of advice. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
we're thinking about it. Every time we think about it, we get our underwear in a knot.
Yeah, and I think that people think, first of all, when you don't make a decision, you're making a decision. And I think that no matter what you do, it's where you need to be and what, I mean, who cares? So if something turns out not the way you really want it, start again, you know?
Right. Well, see, I believe also, you're right where you're supposed to be. If you're not supposed to be there, you'd be somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have another love question here.
Good, I love it.
First of all, yeah, before we take someone, Ian in Georgia had inquicked a message about, you know, asking about a girl that he likes. So let's bring him on the line. He's
okay, what's
on the
name?
Line here. Ian
okay,
in Georgia.
Ian. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ian.
My
when's your birthday?
It's July 5th. Do you need hers?
Okay. No, just July 6th. That's good.
July 5th.
5th.
Oh, July 5th? 5?
Yes. 5.
Okay. Oh, you're also, just like Gina, the last call, you're in family and health. So you're talking about a love relationship. Are you married now?
No.
Okay. Do you want to date her?
She lives in North Carolina. We kind of been on and off, and right now she's trying to find a job, and her parents and her are not in the best situation financially. And
When's her birthday?
Her birthday is January 22nd.
Thank you. Well, she's actually in the success cycle, and come December 22nd, just before Christmas, or, you know, it could be the month before her birthday, but for sure on her birthday, then she's going to endings. So she may be ending this struggle because she's in success. She's a magnet now for prosperity. She's a magnet to be in this relationship. So this is actually a very good time for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question?
I was just wondering what you see going on. I mean, do you see us?
It's all good. You know, so what if her parents have a drama in that? But she doesn't, honey. She's like a shining star. Things are going to go very good for her and you.
Yeah, I see her as being very clairaudient. Is she, like, she has some of, like, psychic ability.
She's independent, and, you know, I think she's, I don't know. I think she's just comfortable being single, in a way, but, you know, I don't know.
Are you comfortable being single?
I want her.
Well, then go for it. What's stopping you?
No, I mean, like, we've been, you know, but every time things seem to be going right, I feel like when things get hard, that she just wants to run, and it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, What I'm reading in a book, it's called The Secret Languages of Relationships. I take your birthday and hers, and together it's saying you're trailblazing. Both of you work very well together. You just have to direct your energy. You know, others depend on you. Just don't get carried away by ego concerns. So I say have fun.
So the probability is probably higher than most?
Well, the book says, you know, it may not be the best marriage, but if you work together, I think, how old are you?
I'm 27, she's 25, she'll be 26 in January.
Oh, okay. So it just says that here, love affairs between these two are fiery, and they tend to be a little unstable. You, as the Cancer, need to, you know, you need security, but it's kind of hard to find it because she's on the cusp. But I say, have fun. I say that to everybody. You know, there's a reason why you're together, you break up, you're together, break up. Well, if she's a higher good for you, then go for it. If it's abusive or if it's not making you feel good, then stop the insanity. You know, quit doing the same things hoping for a different result. You know, I believe if you have to force something to happen, it's not good for you. It should come easily, effortlessly, and expeditiously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
Ian,
how I feel.
Ian, I'm also getting that she feels a very strong friendship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. right now, that's where she feels comfortable. So it really is something that, you know, no one can tell the future. And if this is someone that you feel very comfortable with and you want to pursue, you have to understand that she right now is feeling more like a friend to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, that can change, but that's the energy that I feel from her. Also, do you have a grandmother in spirit?
I'm not sure.
Well, are grandmothers alive or are they dead?
I may have one that died when I was a baby, but I know we have a cousin that's on the other side.
No, this is definitely a grandmother-like figure with very dark, striking hair. And something about healing. So I don't know if you're trying to heal from something, but she's working with you on healing, and she's touching your heart. So I don't know what that means. But I just wanted to get that message to you.
Mm.
Okay. Does that help, Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, honey.
You have a great day.
Okay.
Okay. Darlene, I have a person that inquit a message to us, and then I'll get to the couple more callers that are up there. But Penny from New Orleans, you know what, Penny, if you could, why don't we do this, Darlene? I will have her inquit me for her birth date.
Okay, great.
And then what we'll do is take a phone call from Michelle in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. When's your birthday, honey?
April 9th.
Thank you. What's your question?
Ironically, my question is about a relationship as well. I've met someone, and I really like him, but I just kind of want to know if there's a possible romantic development that can occur, or is it, you know, probably something I need to pass?
Well, when, do you know his birth date?
I don't, but I do know he's a Gemini.
Okay, well, there's 9 life cycles. You're in the 7th one. You have a choice, Michelle. Things can be frustrating this year for you, or you say one word, next, and then it's thank you, God. So you can go either way with this one, honey. He could be yours or, you know, next, whatever you want. It's yours.
I just feel like I'm having this. Sometimes it feels like the woman stated earlier, like it feels sometimes like it's a struggle a little bit. He's not really taking the bait, and I'm just wondering if maybe I'm looking too deep into it or if I'm expecting more than maybe what's there.
Well, this year is your year to learn patience. Are we there yet? No. So you have a choice. You can breathe, relax, enjoy the moment, or say next. And that could be the next person, the next gentleman that comes across your path could be the one for you. Again, I don't believe in forcing anything. If you have to force it, don't go there. It should be easily and effortlessly.
Okay.
Because see, next year, because next March, March 9th, the month before your birthday, but for sure, April 9th, you're going to be in success. It's going to come to you on a silver platter. So, you know, he may just be a frog and you just have to kiss the toad, you know?
Right.
Because someone good's coming right around the block.
Okay.
Yeah. Michelle, I also, when Darlene said patience, the odd thing is that Archangel Jophiel had come through with just flashing patience in front of my face.
Right, yeah.
I'm also seeing that there will be some prosperity in the next year. So I don't know if that prosperity is going to be more money. Are you thinking of moving?
I am. I'm trying to do music, so...
Okay. Continue manifesting that, because they definitely see some type of prosperity coming your way and involving a move.
Well, I affirm that. Like a job, house, everything is mm-hmm. going to be success. It's like all your dreams are going to come true. So be careful what you want, because you're going to get it, honey.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's very sweet, wasn't she?
Oh, precious. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw prosperity in her. I think it had more to do with money and things like that, so that's good. Okay, Penny from, where is she from?
New Orleans, I thought you said.
Yeah, I think she did. Let's see. Let me see if I can find her birthday. I think this is her birthday. 11/3, and she lives, actually, she's saying.
Oh, today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's in success starting today.
Oh, you know what? This isn't right. Penny. This is a different person, but we'll take her. It's I don't know how to say her name. Mireya. So Myra, maybe? Myra from California, 11/3. Happy birthday. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
And love and family is her question as well.
Okay. Hold on. Someone's trying to come in here. Oh, well. Okay,
oh,
never mind. Back to you. Sorry.
Oh,
what
no,
did
that's
you say,
okay.
Honey?
It's Myra and her birthday, and then I did find Penny's, but we'll do Myra since we're on 11/3. is her birthday.
Does she have a question?
Yeah, love and family.
Love and family?
Yep.
Well, if she wants to get pregnant, this is the time. It's success. And she's surrounded by love.
Yeah, I see that as well. I see that as well. Like, I almost feel like she's in a relationship already, but...
Right, right. I'm thinking she just, you know, last year was frustrating for her, and things just weren't going well, but I think she, you know, I think she could even be pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, she's in success coming down the pike. And I think it's a boy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting someone, like, in spirit for her.
Great.
So maybe it is that little boy starting to come in. That'd be interesting. Myra, if you have a chance, in quick, just so we can, you can confirm anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Penny is September 4th. 9-4.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's in frustration also. They just like Michelle, slow down. He moves too fast. He's got to make the morning last. It's just take time. Stop. Smell the roses. You know, he doesn't have to force things. It's going to happen perfectly. Soon he'll be saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Penny. I'm getting some health issues with her, but I can't confirm it because she's not. But I'm getting a little bit of health issues, something with the lungs. Although I know Bill in the studio, he has a really bad cold. Maybe I'm picking up on him. But anyway.
Wow. Yeah, it could be that simple.
I am seeing, you know what, I'm getting a lot of people in spirit here, which is really kind of mind-blowing.
You know, maybe that when she said family and love, maybe she just lost a lot of family members.
That could be.
So that makes sense. Because that makes sense. She was in spirituality and frustration last year. Now everything's turning around.
That could be. I'm just trying to pick up on Penny. If you can let us know as well, just in quick us, because I'm getting that some lifestyle changes might be something to consider. So I don't know if it's high blood pressure or any kind of weight issue. Something about a healthy lifestyle is what I'm getting. And I'm getting that. And I think it's a spirit guide, but it could be an angel. I don't know. Coming in, trying to help you with that, trying to give you clues about that.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, my gosh, this is so funny. I got in quick from Jennifer, okay? And I think this is. Jennifer in Windsor, and she is hilarious. She was on my show on Z-Talk on Monday, and we laughed so hard. And she said, I just had a hot UPS guy come to the door.
All right. I love it.
She's married. I don't know when the UPS guy was born, but maybe we could do a little reading on her husband. Her husband's birth date is 10/28, October 28th.
Oh, he just had a birthday. Cool. So he's been going through a lot of changes coming down this pike this year. He just started. I always love it when there's change. I mean, it could be as simple as changes hair, but changes attitude, changes thinking. It could be changes job, change his home address. Usually that's what happens. Do they want to move? And that could be why they have the UPS guy. You know, it's like moving all these boxes.
Now, her birthday is April 3rd, and she's in a one-year.
So, see, she's in new beginnings. She's in change. Could be a new house.
Interesting. I know that she's working on some changes. I mean, that I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see that as being very good.
It is very good, but she's got to be a little selfish. When it's our first year, if we're not selfish, then as the years progress, we tend to say, hey, when's it my turn? We start resenting it. So she's in perfect alignment to be selfish, to be all about her. What are her dreams? Because the husband, he's going to support her with all the changes. I love it.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think this is going to be a big year for him and changes. Like, he's changing his mindset as well.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be easier, effortlessly, and expeditiously because he's got the universe supporting him. He's got the world saying, let's just do it. You know, whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
Jen, I'm going for it. I love that.
There you go. You don't need the UPS guy, Jan. You have your husband.
Yeah.
Huh? And Penny in New Orleans, remember I said I was getting something with her health and lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
She said she is struggling with weight and sugar. Sugar can be such an addicting thing. I mean, I love sugar myself, but it can be...
Oh, it puts you in a different mind. I just found out a year ago, November 4th, ooh, it'll be a year tomorrow, that I was diabetic. I took out sugar out of my diet, and I easily and effortlessly lost 48 pounds in this last year by just no sugar. I do water aerobics every day, but no
mm-hmm.
diet per se, just took out the sugar. A miracle happened.
That's, I know you had lost a lot of weight. And the thing is, you know, there's this one plan I want to go through just to kind of cleanse my body. It's called the Breaking Free diet. And it takes out like the sugar, the gluten, the dairy. And then you kind of reintroduce it back in to see what kind of triggers some of your health issues. So,
well, there, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, also, and I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but Myra from California, she was the one asking about the relationship, and you had said that, you know, about being pregnant and things. She's not in a relationship right now, but she has a friend that she was in a relationship with in the past, and he's in her life right now. And even though they're not in a relationship, they still feel connected. And she's also had dreams that she's pregnant with a baby boy.
Yeah. Well, it's coming.
I think so. And Ashley, I'm getting a good feeling about this relationship that she's mentioning that's come back into her life.
Good, good, good. There's a reason and a season. So who would have thought it's a boy?
Huh. It's a boy. Surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want a surprise. And I feel my mother inquicked me. She likes to listen to the show. And she said, I cannot get you on my computer. She's so funny that way. So I'm going to say, hi, Mom. Love you. You know what? What is my mom going
What's
into? Her birthday is May 3rd.
Ooh, she's speaking up. Ha ha, that's what she said. I can't see you on the computer. She's speaking up. Whatever what's on her mind, she's telling everybody. And that is great.
Yes,
you're
going to
learn a lot from her, honey. You're going to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah, she has gotten very vocal about things, which is good. I like
yeah.
that. She's
It's about time. She sat back just a little too long. Well, now, world, here she comes. Feisty as ever. I love it. And plus, the stuff she's going to say, it's going to be helpful on so many levels. Seriously, so many levels.
And she does a lot for other people. She's always doing something. She's someone that she doesn't feel complete unless she's helping someone, you know, where
well,
she
next
can
year,
evolve.
Everybody's going to be helping her. This year she just has to tell everybody what does she want, because next year she's going to start receiving a lot of good stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're thinking about building a home probably in the next year or so, and I think we're going to, I mean, we've asked her if she wanted to move in with us, so hopefully we'll get that.
It'll happen, yeah. When's your birthday? Yeah.
Mine is September 13th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're just like where I am. Things can be frustrating, but thank you, God, what's coming down the pike.
Oh, yeah, next year is going to be awesome. I just
awesome.
Have a feeling.
Unbelievable. It'll knock your socks off. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're getting down to the last couple minutes here, and I want to make sure that I get out your information, Darlene, because I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, and then I'll close out the show.
Okay. My phone number is 734-416-0988. I have a website, www.palmreadingsbydarlene.com. darlene.com. This is my full-time job. If you read the website, then you'll learn all about me. Thank you so much, Sandy, for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you very much, Darlene, for taking time out. I know you're doing something mm-hmm. right now, so I thank yeah. you very much for taking the time, and I'm sure my listeners really enjoyed the reading. So thank you.
Thank
I'll
you,
talk
honey.
To you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. I just want to remind you of a few things. First of all, next week I will be live, and I will have angel therapist Allison Kelly on. Allison used to have her own show called Knowing Angels with her brother Andy. Andy and Allison, in fact, they were one of the first people that I ever listened to with the metaphysical topics. And if you go to knowingangels.com, you can learn about Allison, and we will be taking your calls next week. And again, private reading. I have a $10 past, present, future email reading this week. So just email me at healing03mom@yahoo.com. You can go to my website, messagesfromyourangelsradioshow.com, and that will give you all the guests that are coming up, and I actually have some really good guests coming up. And you can listen to past shows by going into the archive section at achieveradio.com. And Bill is very quick at getting that up, and usually a couple hours after the live show. And you can also subscribe via iTunes if you go into the iTunes and search Healing Mom or Messages from Your Angels. Let's see what else. I know I'm going to forget something here, and I want to thank everyone for listening. And I also, if you want, I do have a show Mondays on Z-Talk Radio, so you can join me there as well. And I always close the show by saying, remember to always follow your heart, ask the angels to walk beside you, and do at least one random act of kindness this week. And many blessings to you. Inside of me, and I call it.
cause we don't talk dreams. And football teams are kissing queens and losing sight of having dreams. In a world of what we want, it's only what we want until it's ours.
AchieveRadio.com.
Hello, this is Paul McNeese of OPA Author Services. For a long time, I've believed that every author should be a speaker and every speaker should write. So today, I'm here to let you know that if you're an author or a speaker, trainer, consultant, coach, or seminar leader, there's a new nest being built just for you at AuthorsRoost.com. The Author's Roost is a new concept, a new idea, an internet membership organization, and a portal website that brings authors, speakers, and experts together with each other with lots of great information and education and with their marketplaces, including media all over the country and with local, regional, and national meeting planners, people who hire speakers every day. The Author's Roost is definitely going to be a place where you can learn and teach and grow by interacting with others who, like you, are willing to share their ideas and experience. So, take a look right now at the Author's Roost, AuthorsRoost.com. I think you'll be very glad you did.
Ever thought about Machu Picchu and the civilization of the ancient Incas? Well, join the folks from Rock Your Life, Dave Rogers, myself, Mike Hancock, and Vincent Barra, the psychic, for an extraordinary trip in 2011 in September to Peru and Bolivia, Lake Titicaca, Lima, Cuzco, Machu Picchu, all of your favorites in Inti La Paz. We'll see you there in Bolivia, Peru, 2011. Go to www.souljourneys.co.nz.